Brunswick Republican Senator William Ligon is sponsoring the bill, which has already passed the Senate. As he's done several times this legislative session, he explained the bill's purpose to the committee.
It establishes an open, transparent process for the review of our standards. It establishes an advisory council to work with the state board in determining what our standards will be.
The bill also puts tight limits on assessment, data collection, and how Georgia should craft its education standards. That has some educators concerned. State School Superintendent John Barge told the committee his office worked with Ligon on the bill, but he couldn't support it.
The bill has quite a bit of language that would throw our educational system into complete chaos, including the new teacher evaluation system that was placed into state law last year by this assembly, our waiver from No Child Left Behind, and a number of other issues.
Barge said the bill's testing restrictions could cause the state to lose $1 billion in federal funds. But supporters of the bill say the issue is local control. Although the Common Core was developed by a consortium of states, including Georgia, the standards were tied to federal grant money. Some teachers and other supporters of the bill, like Julian Thompson of the Georgia Republican Assembly, said that's an overreach.
There is a reason national curriculum is prohibited by law. Let's not try to get around that by the enticement of federal funds to conform. Control should be local, and the state, not the federal government, should be empowered.
But then there were speakers like Connie Grubble of Lee County in South Georgia.
I'm just a teacher, and I just want to teach. But I can tell you something. I'm one of the luckiest people around because when I wake up in the morning, I love my job, and I didn't always love it.
Grubble, a high school English teacher, said passing the bill would be taking a step backwards.
I've now tasted rigor. Please do not send me back to mediocrity.
Several speakers were concerned about possible unintended consequences of the bill. That includes restrictions on assessment, which prohibit the state from adopting Common Core-aligned tests. Some worried that would apply to college entrance exams, such as the ACT and SAT, which are aligning to the standards. House Education Committee Chair Brooks Coleman said there will likely be several amendments to clarify the bill's language.
As the bill was crafted on the Senate side, I don't know that, you know, it was looked at as it was here, and we'll work with the senators and try to correct those concerns.
Coleman said the amendments should be completed by Monday. The committee is scheduled to vote on the bill next week. Martha Dalton, WAVE News.